When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event happening now and save up to 50% off select styles. Plus doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
We'll get to Sue's news here in a couple of minutes, and unfortunately, several people that we all know who passed away in the last 24 hours, and we will have some details, including Pete Rose, and we're going to spend a little bit more time on Pete Rose, including Fred brought in all his Pete Rose memorabilia this afternoon, right?
Yay, Fred!
Yeah, I got to show it to somebody. You know, nobody really cares but me.
Well, I care. I think a lot of people care.
It's nice to see.
You were sending me some stuff last night, some pictures, but my friend Bill Michaels, he's been on the show many times before. He's up in Wisconsin, the host of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. He grew up in Cincinnati. He's got a couple of good Pete Rose stories, so he'll share that a little later. Before we get going here on Sue's News, a couple of random things here. So I can't remember if I was watching. I think this was this morning when I was watching some of the 60 Minute stuff. And SNL. Now, I think it was when I was watching 60 Minutes. This ad came on, and I thought it was interesting.
Pain hits fast. So get relief fast. Only Tylenol Rapid Release Gels have laser-drilled holes.
Yeah.
They release medicine fast for fast pain relief. Tylenol Rapid Release Gels.
Now, maybe I'm not paying attention, but the thing that caught my attention was the, oops, that's Bill DeWitt. I don't want that. I wanted the drill sound. Here we go. The laser drilled holes.
I've never heard that.
I've not been paying attention. So when I, that sounds like more than a laser drilled hole, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So I thought to myself, I've never heard about this. What's the situation with laser drilled holes? And I found this story that was in the Washington Post from 2 years ago. This will be shocking to both of you. This will be shocking. Rapid release Tylenol gel caps are slower to dissolve than cheaper tablets, study finds. Extra strength Tylenol's rapid release gels package depicts a blue and red capsule gushing a cloud of pain relieving medicine. But the gels actually dissolve more slowly than less expensive Tylenol tablets. And these are the laser ones, too, the drilled holes. So it's good marketing. It's kind of like Corinthian leather. Remember Corinthian leather?
Oh, my gosh,
what was it? Ricardo Montalban, right?
Yes.
There's no such thing. It just sounded good.
I guess they test marketed not-so-rapid gels, and that didn't work.
Yes. Now,
they just wanted to say laser.
Exactly. Sounds cool, right?
Yeah.
Laser drilled holes. I'm like, man, that's awesome. I'm getting those. Well, no, you really shouldn't. And then I had just a little quick entertainment-related update this afternoon, and I think this might be helpful for some people. I have talked about how a year ago I ditched DirecTV, and I went to YouTube TV, but because I'm a sports fan, the difficulty was Fubo has Bally Sports, right? So what I have to do, I subscribe to both. But I basically have used Fubo only for the Blues and for the Cardinals, which seems ridiculous, doesn't it? Especially with, you know, $80 to $90 a month. So I thought to myself, and I said this last week, remember, Fred, I thought, I'm going to cancel Fubo because why do I? I'm a Blues fan, but I could live without hockey on television. I'll listen to it on the radio. Honestly, I'm just, I don't get dialed in except for the playoffs. So I'm thinking to myself, well, maybe the Cardinals will have some different plan because Major League Baseball is working on a different streaming package. And, you know, there were rumors about it going to Amazon, et cetera. We don't know how that's all going to work out. So I made the decision to cancel Fubo. So I go in there this morning and I'm doing, they don't ever make it easy, right? But what I discovered is, and this is smart, you can pause Fubo.
Yeah, that's the way to go.
Oh. It is.
You can do that with most of these.
I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. Now I'm learning. But in this particular case, I think they're aware that people are latching on because of some of the sports programming. So they give you the option of 3 or 6 months. And I was thinking, I'm going to need this for the Cardinals. So I extended it out to the spring of 2028 when the Cardinals will actually be good again. So I'm going to pause Fubo for about 4.5 years.
Okay. All right. Well, that's probably a shock to them.
No, I did it for 6 months. And, well, you know, I thought at least I'm not going to get billed for the next 5 or 6 months. And if I want to flip it, you can flip it
and
on at any time.
You don't have to redo the whole thing all over again. It's a smart thing for them to do.
It is smart because you can have your favorites and whatever you might have recorded,
etc. And they've still got you hooked.
Yeah, yeah. But what I'm hoping for, nothing against Fubo, and Fubo's been fine, except here's another minor difference that might not be important to some people, but to Fred and I and people that watch a lot of sports, Fubo does not have TBS and TNT. So when you get to the NCAA basketball tournament and
or some baseball,
even baseball right
games.
Now, right, yeah. Ethan, they have a lot of coverage
they
on
do,
TNT.
They have a lot of the postseason baseball coverage on TBS.
Anyway, well, just a recommendation for those people. I don't know if there's anyone else out there that did the same thing that I did, but I was encouraged that you can just kind of put Fubo TV on pause. Let's do this here this afternoon.
These allegations are deeply concerning.
Does the president have any comment?
We're not going to comment.
It's not clear messaging.
No. And now, Sue's News. Brought to you by Sue.
Well, I just read this story before coming in here. Do you know they're closing the Uncle Bill's Pancake House on Kings Highway?
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Haven't been there in a while. I used to go, when I lived in the city, I probably went a lot more often. But it would always be a good place to meet someone.
Yeah. Well,
and have breakfast.
Yeah, have breakfast, yeah. They are still going to have the one open in the county, but I guess the
not
city
the
one is...
it's not the same.
No.
The one on the county.
Manchester Road.
Yeah, the sign itself is fantastic. I hope that doesn't come down. Also, it's a big birthday today, the 100th for Jimmy Carter.
Yeah, how about that? Listen to this. This is from 1977, the inauguration.
You have given me a great responsibility to stay close to you, to be worthy of you.
What he meant to say is you've given me a great responsibility, and I screwed it up, and I became one of the worst presidents in history. But it is his birthday, so we have to say something nice about Jimmy Carter. And Fred, do you have a Jimmy Carter story?
Well, almost a Jimmy Carter story. In about 5 years ago, Marie and my two sons, Shane and Noah, and I were in Georgia touring, you know, taking a tour. And we went to Plains, Georgia.
Oh, nice.
And we were going to tour Plains, which we did, and Jimmy Carter's birthplace and all of that. And we got on the train. There's a special Jimmy Carter train that only runs like maybe three stops from where you get on to his place and then you get off.
Really?
Yeah. But we had to stop and get off because they were having the 95th birthday party.
Oh, how funny.
For Jimmy Carter. And everyone was on, everyone, like family members, were riding the train.
Fred, I remember this. I actually remember when this happened to you.
So we were
sidetracked
for Jimmy Carter's family.
Fred's like, man,
three stop train.
When is that guy going to kick it? Keep getting delayed here. He's the only former president that I interviewed in a group setting. He came to Stevens College when I was, I think I was working at the time. I wasn't a Mizzou student. I was still, you know, working in radio covering news, so that's why I interviewed him with a group of people. But what always stood out is his eyes. Piercing blue eyes. Piercing blue eyes.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, really. And it jumps out at you if you see him in person.
He's
for
supposed
sure.
to be super nice. He just looks incredibly pleasant. All right. And on this day in history, 134 years ago, that's in 1890, Yosemite was declared a national park by Congress. I want to go there. I haven't been. If you look at Ansel Adams, you want to leave that day and go. And 116 years ago, in 1908, Henry Ford introduced the Model T. Sticker price, $825. Mm. That would be about $28,228.99 today. Fred thought he saw one over the weekend. Was that this weekend or the week before?
It was last weekend.
Yes.
And you told me I was totally wrong.
Well, I think we said it nicer.
You said it was a hot rod.
It was a hot rod.
I was driving 270, and this old car with a antique license plate passed me doing like 70 miles an hour. And I took a picture of it, texted Sue, and said, how can I be passed by like a 1917 Model T Ford?
So I showed it to Michael, who said, that is a hot rod.
Oh.
And so people build those
engine.
Like they're now. Yeah.
Right,
make them into hot rods. That's so funny.
Hey, don't forget to do John Amos.
Oh, okay. Dude, I'm not even through the history is.
I'm sorry. I thought you were going to tie it. I didn't want you to forget it because we were talking about dead people. I guess Jimmy Carter wasn't dead, though. He was alive.
No, he's alive.
Well, that's where my confusion came in. I thought Jimmy had died, but no, it was his birth.
To everyone's surprise.
Oh, my gosh.
He's still alive.
Sue, I'm so sorry.
It's all right.
In my head, I'm like, wait a second, we skipped John Amos.
Oh, we didn't even do. Okay, hold on. And 62 years ago today, the Beach Boys released their debut album with this song.
Let's go surfing now, everybody's learning how. Come on a safari with me. Come on a safari with me.
Early in the morning we'll be starting out. Some honeys will be coming along.
Oh, I gotta love the Beach Boys.
You gotta love it.
With their boards inside and heading out singing our song. Come on baby, wait safari.
Might as well just listen to the whole song, right?
Right, 62 years ago in 1962. That was their first album. And Disney opened on this day in history, Disney World in Orlando in 1971. I believe the Thomases were there not too long after in the early 70s. And we have big floppy hats with Grandma Thomas. I'll try to find the photo. But boy, was that something when it opened.
Wait, that was Disneyland or World?
World.
World, okay. Because Disneyland was already around.
Yeah.
I got you.
And today is National Taco Day. If you want to go home, it's Taco Tuesday.
It is Taco Tuesday.
Jack in the Box tacos count.
That counts.
Yeah, okay. Absolutely. It was celebrated every year on October 4th, but they changed it to the first Tuesday in October, so it's always a Taco Tuesday.
I like that. You see what they did there? I like that a lot.
All right. Now we'll talk about people who passed away.
Hey, Sue, you should remember to do the John Amos story here.
I can start with him if you'd like.
Well, since I telegraphed it, right?
Actor John Amos passed away. Here's the thing. We found out about it today, but he passed away on October 21st. It was his son who came out and announced it today.
Oh, September 21st? Really?
No, October. I'm sorry. August.
Okay.
Oh, that's, okay.
But that's worse than September. Oh, my gosh. How could that have happened?
His son made the announcement. He was 84. I remember him as the dad on Good Times.
Yeah, we have a clip from that, actually. John Amos.
And what's all this job foolishness about anyhow? First it was Thelma, now it's you. I'm going to tell you, Bob, I done had about enough of it. Thelma, you and Michael say I got hypertension. Well, if I am hypertension, y'all gave it to me with this nicking and nagging all the time. Hell, Junior's the only one in here that ain't bugging me to death.
Yeah, that's for two reasons, Dad. One, because I respect you, and two, because I fear for my life.
You know, he got a break, though. The reason I don't know if it's the only reason that he got that role, but he was the weather guy on the Mary Tyler Moore Show.
That kind of
put him on the radar. By the way, the other thing about John Amos, he played in the National Football League, including on the Chiefs.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, you could, if you look up a picture of him, I think even Wikipedia, you'll see him with a Chiefs hat. It's kind of cool. He was also Mr. McDowell in Eddie Murphy's Coming to America. I'll tell you what, his IMDb page is long. He was a good actor.
How about this?
Well, 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 what have we here?
Boogie Boogie, too.
That's
from Nightmare Before Christmas. Isn't that him?
No.
Oh, that's the next one.
Right.
See, my brain today, Sue, I'm getting confused. I apologize. I can't even blame like lack of sleep or anything like that.
Yeah, it's okay. Next.
Do you just want to sit over here and do the rest
of
this?
No, I really don't.
Because I'll give it up here for the rest of the afternoon.
You need to come to rehearsal.
Yeah.
I think I do.
Oh, yeah, maybe that's it.
What time is rehearsal?
It doesn't exist. Broadway and film actor Ken Page has passed away. That's the guy we just heard. He's known for his role as Oogie Boogie in Nightmare Before Christmas.
Hey, let me play a clip of that,
Sue. Okay.
Well, well, well. What have we here? Santa Claus, oh, I'm really scared. So you're the one everybody's talking about.
All right, there you go.
Yeah, that was him at Hollywood Bowl a few years ago. Paige grew up in St. Louis. He went to Bishop DeBerg.
Oh.
So that's why we mentioned that, too. Yeah, he used to sing at the Muni.
I saw this in a lot of national publications, including the New York Times and Washington Post today, this coverage of his death. So he was, I think, quite well known
deal.
In the arts.
Yeah, a big deal on
Even
Broadway.
Though I didn't know him because I screwed up the soundbite, but outside of that.
Right. And, of course, Pete Rose passed away yesterday at 83. We're going to have more. What's the story? You guys got somebody coming up
to
talk
about. Yeah, my
friend
Bill Michaels.
Him.
He grew up in Cincinnati. He's a sports guy. He's up in Wisconsin. We worked together many years ago. But he told a great story about Sparky Anderson and Pete Rose last night on Twitter. I wanted him to share that. So he's coming up at 4:45.
I had a Sparky Anderson card. You know?
Nice.
You'd have them with your baseball cards. I had that one. Either that or it was my brother's. I'm not sure what happened. But Pete Rose, I still refer to his haircut as the Pete Rose. If someone has that, that's what he's also known for.
It sort of is.
You know? They have all, you know, he had the most hits. He had the most singles. He had the most career at-bats. 14,053. 14,053. That's amazing.
I can't remember which national, it might have been Darren Rovell or someone like that, one of the national sports guys. Ethan, you probably saw this too. They were saying, we very much look forward to the sports journalists covering the death of Pete Rose, sponsored by DraftKings and these other gambling sites.
Oh,
right?
My gosh.
Ironically. Now, what I will say, and I learned quite a bit watching this documentary that was out from earlier this summer, is Major League Baseball always wants to make it clear. We'll talk to Bill about this. It wasn't Major League Baseball that kept him out of the Hall of Fame. It's the Hall of Fame that kept him out of the Hall of Fame.
It's very interesting.
Yeah.
He was, however, on WWE pay-per-views. Did you guys know this? I did not know this. And it would he became the first member of the Hall's celebrity wing in 2004 after making several appearances at WWE pay-per-views, which would end with him getting decimated by a wrestler named Kane. I had no idea.
That's hilarious.
It started, Ethan, in 1998 when Pete took to the ring at WrestleMania 14 in Boston and started running down the Red Sox. Kane came out and delivered a tombstone pile driver, and the crowd went wild. Yeah, and a bit was born. It's just kind of funny. At least he had a sense of humor. And finally, in Sue's News, we have today's random fact. I think I have it over here. All right. The Harlem Globetrotters were founded in Chicago. Their offices are now in Georgia. They've never been based anywhere in New York, let alone Harlem. Did not know that.
And I always loved Bob Gibson was a member of the Harlem Globetrotters.
That's right. I remember
really?
That.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
How did that happen?
Good basketball
that
player.
Is very interesting.
Yeah, he was talented in the sport.
Another random fact. The host screwed up Sue's News pretty thoroughly here on this day of August. October 1st, 2024. I'm very, very apologetic. My brain is apparently scrambled. We're going to cover what might be the start of World War III.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event happening now and save up to 50% off select styles. Plus doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Tonight, Israel is under attack from Iran. Multiple ballistic missiles, up to 100, according to initial reports, were just fired at this country.
That is Trey Inks on Fox earlier today. And, you know, it's interesting. It was 1 year ago today that Jake Sullivan bragged in the press room at the White House that the Middle East is quieter today than it's been in two decades. And he specifically pointed to Yemen, Iraq, and Iran. And the October 7th attack happened just a week later, and the region is now on fire. Where is this all going to take us? Daniel Flesch is a scholar at the Heritage Foundation, joins us this afternoon. Hi, Daniel. Welcome to 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hi, Mark. Pleasure to be here.
Let's just specifically talk about the attack itself. You know, we kind of knew it was coming. They had promised retaliation, but they fire, I don't know, 180 missiles. They didn't really hit anything. They didn't kill anybody except for maybe there was one casualty. So what really was at play today?
Yeah, certainly. Well, this is the second direct strike that Iran has conducted against Israel. And the first one was back in April. And in that attack, Iran had launched about 300 projectiles, a combination of one-way suicide drones, cruise missiles, and ballistic missiles. There are a few dozen ballistic missiles that were fired during that attack. There are obviously nearly about 200 during this attack. And as you mentioned in your opener, ostensibly, this is in response to Israel killing Ismail Haniyeh, who was the previous head of Hamas when he was in Tehran for the inauguration of the new Iranian president, and also for Israel's killing of Hassan Nasrallah, the Hezbollah leader, just last week. However, the question could be asked, why now? I think the main answer is because Israel yesterday started launching a ground operation into southern Lebanon. So what Iran is seeing right now is Israel systematically destroying its regional empire, and it's going to be basically grasping at straws to try to prevent that.
So, I mean, because I think one of the questions, and I've said a lot, I'm not an expert on these geopolitical things, but I think some people, you know, could come away and say, wait a second here, how is this going to end well for Iran, right?
Yeah, that's very true. You know, Hassan Nasrallah, again, the now deceased leader of Hezbollah, he made a point of saying just around the October 7th attacks last year that Israel is a spider web, meaning it looks strong, but if you start to poke at it, it'll crumble and fall apart. Its society is weak, its military is weak, et cetera, et cetera. Similarly, the opposite is actually happening, that we're seeing that Hezbollah is in many ways a spider's web, so long as you can penetrate and get to it, but also Iran as well. You know, just because there have not been many casualties in Israel from this attack, one, I think, Palestinian Arab was killed in the attack in April, an Israeli Bedouin girl was hurt as well. But that's not an indication of the intent of the part of the Iranians to actually kill Israelis, civilians included, and destroy the country. So we have to measure the response based on what the intent from the Iranians was And this is certainly going to, you know, elicit a strong response from Israel. In April, the response was measured because of the Biden administration. They essentially took out a radar installation outside a nuclear facility. That demonstrated that Israel can get to Iran. And certainly now, with this attack, an even bigger attack than the previous one because of the number of missiles that were launched, we can expect to see an even larger Israeli attack.
So, of course, when the president in the administration has been asked about this before, we've heard this.
I have one word. Don't.
Message to Hezbollah and its backer, Iran.
Don't.
And what's the message to Iran?
And Israel may be now launching a limited operation into Lebanon. Are you aware of that? Are you comfortable with their plans?
I'm more aware than you might know, and I'm comfortable with them stopping.
Yeah, so that kind of goes into a different territory. But he says don't. Kamala says don't. Well, Daniel, they did, didn't they?
100% they did. And, you know, the first message that Biden sent back in October was that don't message. And ostensibly, again, it was to tell Iran to stay out and stay out not only directly from Iran, but also to tell its proxy Hezbollah to stay out. But of course, as you said, they did. But it was also a message sent to the Israelis to restrain them in their operations in Gaza and then also responding to Hezbollah's incessant firing since October 8th of rockets and missiles into Israel. So the don't message is being sent. It's obviously not being received. And that's also a really bad thing for American strength and resolve in the region, because Israel's enemies are America's enemies. Israel is fighting our fight as well. And we should be standing with them and supporting them, not trying to restrain them.
Okay, so what or is there a U.S. response to this? I think most people would expect Israel to respond in kind. But what do we do? And I thought I heard something that the USS Cole was involved in something today, shooting something down. Do you know anything about that?
Yeah, so the Defense Department came out and said that the U.S. was involved in helping Israel defend against this attack. That is to be, frankly, expected, and it is certainly welcome. It was a similar situation in April when the U.S., the U.K., and allied and partner nations across the Middle East were involved in shooting down Iran's salvo, both from using their radar installations and actually having jets in the air to shoot them down. Similar here. It would be a terrible thing for the U.S. posture in the region if we had all these assets, all of these naval warships in the Red Sea, in the Persian Gulf, in the Mediterranean, if they were just there and not doing anything. Because an issue with this administration has been whether or not there's a will to utilize the capabilities that the United States can bring to bear. So now the questions you're getting at is really, okay, if Israel responds, what will the U.S. do? And the level of response we can be able to tell is based on what the U.S. is going to be allowing Israel to do. Israel will respond to the best it can, but if Israel really wants to go after the nuclear facility,
yes,
for example,
right,
it's going to require American support for that.
Yeah, so because we've talked about going after the nuclear capability for a long time now, so what would be, first of all, I guess maybe what's the holdup? Why wouldn't they just do it? And then what could the potential U.S. support for that look like?
So the holdup has been largely on the U.S. side. Bibi Netanyahu, for most of his tenure as prime minister, has made Iranian nuclear program a primary issue and central to Israel's national security. The question has been on the American side, is there the political will to support Israel in an endeavor to destroy Iran's nuclear capabilities? Israel has the capabilities to reach Iran. We saw that in April. It has capabilities to penetrate deep into Iran in terms of destroying infrastructure. We saw that just last week in Lebanon with being able to destroy Hezbollah's command center, which was about 60 or 80 feet underground. However, it is largely believed that Iran's primary nuclear facilities are in these hardened bunkers in the sides of mountains that only the U.S. Possesses the capabilities, the military hardware, to actually reach them. So if you really want to get at to destroy Iran's nuclear capabilities, root and stem, you need the United States support. The moment might be coming when that support could be forthcoming. I don't believe it will be from this administration, but the moment is coming when Israel will have to respond to Iran forcefully. And just you hope and pray that the U.S. will be on its side when it does that and will provide the military capabilities that it needs.
Yeah, I love that take. Daniel Fless with Heritage, thank you so much for weighing in this afternoon on this. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Mark.
All right, take care. You know, Katie Pavlich tweeted this out, and you think about everything that's happening. You know, we talk a lot about a potential October surprise at a presidential race. There's so much that happens. You know, you think back to the first assassination attempt. Well, I'll even take you back to the first debate. Think about the number of things that have happened in the news cycle since that first debate.
Wow.
In politics or outside of politics, right? So Katie Pavlich tweeted this out. This is just today, okay? I'm not talking about the last 4 months. Just today, we have a dock strike not seen in 40-plus years that could cripple the economy. And I've not even touched that today, and that's a huge story. Katrina level, if not worse, devastation in a number of U.S. southern states and cities. War raging and a stalemate between Russia and Ukraine. And now, hundreds of missiles, you know, raining down on Israel from Iran. So, you know, I think there's a lot of uncertainty out there. And on the strike situation, the longshoremen's, everything that we use goes through these ports. And they're looking at a big increase in wages because of the economy and because of the way that, you know, prices have gone up, and they're responsible for a lot of this. So this is Harold Daggett, who's with this union.
These people today don't know what a strike is. When my men hit the streets from Maine to Texas, every single port a lockdown. You know what's going to happen? I'll tell you. First week, be all over the news every night, boom, boom. Second week, guys who sell cars can't sell cars because the cars ain't coming in off the ships. They get laid off. Third week, malls start closing down. They can't get the goods from China. They can't sell clothes. They can't do this. Everything in the United States comes on a ship.
Yeah, so he may, I don't know if malls are going to close down. Let's face it, malls are already closed down. But you get his point. All this stuff is coming from these ports, and he says this is going to cripple us.
Now I have the president screaming at me, I'm putting a Taft Hartley on you. Go ahead. Taft Hartley means I have to go back to work for 90 days. That's a cooling off period. Do you think when I go back for 90 days, those men are going to go to work on that pier? It's going to cost the money, the company's money, to pay their salaries. Well, they went from 30 moves an hour maybe to 8.
So he's talking about the Taft-Hartley Act, which could, you know, at least temporarily end the strike. And then demands.
We want $5 across the board for 6 years or better. Or better. And there's a lot more on the back end of our contract to make it stronger. With automation, stronger words for new technology. We don't ever want to see an automation pier put over here in the United States.
Here's the difficulty, though, on that front. You know how these ports operate in most of the world? With automation. That works pretty efficiently. So I don't know what the answer is here, but it's not a good situation, and this may end up having big repercussions throughout the economy. Is it part of the October surprise? I do not know. You know, I had Scott Jennings on in the last hour, and it was Jennings who texted me last night right after I got home that Pete Rose had died, and I watched some of the coverage. Here's Jim Gray talking about his legacy.
He lived a great baseball life. He achieved the tremendous heights, 17-time All-Star, hit king. So there was glory, and he reached and achieved greatness with that glory and became that figure. And then he went to the depths of shame by betting on baseball. So it is complicated, and it's very sad in many, many ways.
I was cruising around Twitter, or I'm sorry, the ex, formerly Twitter, last night, seeing some of the people, you know, post memories about Pete Rose, including my friend Bill Michaels. We call him the Big Unit. He's up in Wisconsin. He is currently the host of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. How are you, Bill? Good afternoon.
I am doing great. How are you doing?
I'm good. I was checking my text messages to you, and the last time I texted you earlier this summer was actually about Pete Rose, and I was encouraging you to watch the documentary that came out. I don't know if you did, but I thought it was really good.
Yeah. It was great. Pete is such a complex guy, and it's interesting because last night when I made my post, my cousin texted me and said, hey, did you realize that his dad, my uncle, coached Pete in Little League? And I kind of forgot about that he coached Pete growing up in Little League. They ended up winning a national title. As a matter of fact, Pete used to take ground balls in my grandmother's backyard.
Well, I love
on the west side of Cincinnati.
So, Sue, look at this picture. He sends me a picture. A couple things about this picture. I love that it's sponsored by S&H Green Stamps. You see that? There's like a sponsorship sign. That's so epic. And then you circled your Uncle Denny. And what's great about, look at Pete Rose's face. It's like the same face that we've seen Pete Rose after he makes a great play, just smiling with his mouth open, Bill,
that's
right?
That's really cool.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Pete was a fixture. He was on the west side of town. There was a couple of times when I was being recruited and scouted that he came to see me play. And when they had the opportunity, I played at Western Hills High School. Now, I played for a different high school, but we didn't have a baseball stadium, and Western Hills High School did. Leon Durham went. Dave Parker went. Don Zimmer went. That was a baseball factory, and Pete came out of that system. And so we always had a chance to see him, whether it was growing up as a kid or, you know, getting a little bit later in life as an adult. And then, obviously, he was doing his show at Hit King Radio, or for the Hit King restaurant on Sporting News Radio when I first started in radio. So he was our morning show. And then we had the afternoon show, and then we went into other ones in the afternoon, but we got a chance to know Pete and go down to the Hit King restaurant and do some stuff with him down there as well. So it was interesting getting to know him in so many of the different complexities that he kind of brings to the table, because he would sit there literally and be betting on horses. Oh, as we're talking
I can imagine.
To him.
Yeah. Well, look, there's no doubt. And the documentary makes this very clear. He's a very flawed individual. We know that. But he, let's focus on the baseball, Bill, because he was so passionate about baseball. And you, on your Twitter feed last night, shared this great story about something that Sparky Anderson told you. And I think you should share that this afternoon.
Well, before Sparky died, I had a chance to interview him. And growing up in Cincinnati and idolizing everybody with the Big Red Machine, you were either a bench fan or a Rose fan. If you were little, you were a Joe Morgan fan. But, you know, to this day, I can go through the entire team, the roster, because of the greatness of the team. But go back to 1975, Game 6, the infamous Game 6 in the World Series between the Reds and the Red Sox, and Carlton Fisk waving the ball fair. And it goes fair. The Red Sox win Game 6. It's going to go to Game 7. The town is crazy. It's electric. The crowd is losing their damn mind.
Yeah.
At the end of the night, Sparky said he's walking to the bus, and he had changed clothes. He put his suit on. He's walking down the corridor out of the back entrance of Fenway Park, and he hears these footsteps come running, and Sparky is dejected. He's thinking to himself as a manager, he has just lost the World Series, and it's Pete Rose, and he's just almost like giddy. He comes running down the hallway, and he's yelling, "Skip, Skip," and he kind of like takes his hands and pushes up on Sparky's shoulders as if to kind of like jump into the air. And he's like, "Unbelievable." And Sparky looked at him and said, I'll never forget he said this. He said, "Peter Edward Rose, I think we just lost the World Series. What are you so happy about?" And Pete looked at him and smiled and said, "Oh, F that. We're going to win tomorrow night." But that was a great game.
Yeah, I love that.
That was the exuberance he had for the game of baseball and the respect he had for the moments in baseball as well.
You know, in the never-ending conversation, which is still not ended, and Bill, you would talk about this a lot when we worked together in Milwaukee, is Pete Rose in the Hall of Fame. The one thing that maybe there's a little nuance here, because the documentary made it very clear that, look, it's not Major League Baseball that is taking a stand and keeping him out of the Hall of Fame. It's the Hall of Fame that's keeping him out of the Hall of Fame. And everyone's sort of conventional wisdom is, well, once he passes away, that's when he'll get his due diligence. So what's your expectation on that?
Well, don't forget, in 1991, when he became eligible for Hall of Fame voting, they then instilled a rule that basically said, as long as you are banished from baseball, you are not then eligible to be voted into the Hall of Fame. That was the Pete Rose rule. Because Bud Selig, and Mark, you know this, when I first got to town in 1999, I was doing the show, and everybody found out I'm from Cincinnati, and everybody wanted to talk about Pete, what my opinion was. And I got called down to the commissioner's office, and then Bud Selig had the commissioner's office in Milwaukee. And I walked in, I'll never forget, there's Joe Buck, he's sitting off to the side, they're doing one of the preseason interviews. Bud pauses, takes me into his office, and goes, bam, and puts this big book in front of me, and it's the Dow Report. And we went through it for 2 hours.
Wow.
And he gave me all the evidence. And by the time it was all said and done, basically the evidence is there, you understand what Pete did, but the denials, the arrogance, everything that Pete gave them as far as the trouble goes, because really what they wanted to do was make him like a Paul Hornung. Paul Hornung got suspended for 1 year from the Packers and then ended up coming back for basically the same thing, betting, you know, having issues with betting. And they wanted Pete to come back, and Pete refused to do it. And Bud believes to this day, because remember, Barchi Mountie says that, but you know, Pete Rose has been suspended for life and banned for life from the game of baseball, blah, blah, blah. But he believes that the stress that Pete Rose put on his friend Barchi Mountie is ultimately what led to his massive heart attack and killed him. And Bud said to me then, as long as I have breath in my body, Pete Rose will never see the inside of the Hall of Fame unless he buys a ticket.
You know, and there's a guy who's just as passionate about baseball as Pete Rose in a different way, Bud Selig, and what he would do. The reason that I'm sure that happened is because we know this, and I know this from getting to know him. He loved radio, and he listened to WTMJ all the time. And when he heard you pop off about that, he probably said, well, look, I'm going to give you some evidence. Right, Bill?
Right. No, he showed me. And look, I've always said, had Pete Rose come clean, he'd probably be in today. But it was his own doing.
Yeah.
It was his own arrogance. It was his own, the stubbornness that made him an incredible player was the stubbornness that actually made him a bad person in a lot of different ways. And otherwise, I think he's in. But, you know, the argument was it was a lifetime ban. Well, unfortunately, his life has now come to an end. So do they finally relent and allow him in some way, shape, or form? Because God knows, everybody believes he should be there. I think, Mark, I think there should be a plaque. I think it should give his statistics. He's the greatest player, basically, of all time. If not, certainly one of the top three. But at the very bottom of it, it should say, was suspended by Major League Baseball for betting on the game. And I don't think that anybody would have a problem with that, because that's the truth. So I think his accolades certainly belong there. I know that they have his uniform, his shoes, his bat from 41-92. They've got his helmet. So why not at this point in time quit being hypocritical and just put the man in?
All this sponsored, of course, by DraftKings and MGM Sportsbook. I just had to toss that in. Bill, 2 minutes. Give me your take on whether or not the Milwaukee Brewers, I can root for them because of my time in Milwaukee and also because the Cardinals are not going to compete again until about 2028 or 2029. Can they make a run here in the postseason?
I think they can. There's two reasons why. One is because it's always been a different hero every night. They're already up 2-0 on the Mets, and the poor Mets, they had to go to Atlanta, play a doubleheader, and then fly back to Milwaukee after losing 2 out of 3 to the Brewers over the weekend. But I think they can. And the reason why I've said this all season long, because everybody thought that there's no way this is sustainable. The one thing to remember is speed never slumps. This team has got a boatload of speed. They get on base in so many different ways, whether it's hit by a pitch, taking walks. We saw it just in this last inning where you got Sal Frelick, who gets a base knock off of a shortstop. Bryce Terang turns it into a double. Next thing you know, you've got him at second and third because of the speed that this team has. They're stealing bases at will as well. They're the third most stolen bases in the league this year as far as the team goes. Speed doesn't sleep, and their defense is amazing. So if they get a couple of clutch hits and a decent amount of pitching, they don't have to be great, but decent, they can make a run, I really believe. Don't forget, too, they, at the time, Atlanta, we had the best staff in all of baseball, and they put up 40 on them in a 3-game series. They can
do
it.
That's right. No, look, I would love to see, I really would love to see them make a deep run and finally get that championship, because as you know, they're very sore about 1982 still to this day in Milwaukee. And then, selfishly, I have to ask you about the Packers. Look, I think if Jordan Love goes down, you as a fan instantly think, oh my God, it's going to be a 1-4 start to the season. It was a 2-2 start, which isn't that bad, but a nice comeback attempt last Sunday. How are you feeling for the rest of the next few games with Jordan, because he still looked a little iffy?
I feel good as far as the offense goes. I think he's going to shake some more of the rust off. Remember, he only played a couple of series in the preseason. So, and then he played one full game, looked a little rusty, and then after that he got hurt. But my concern is more the defense. I mean, the defense against two good teams has given up 30-plus points both times. What they did against Tennessee, what they did against the Colts, you could kind of predict that. But these two games between Philadelphia and the Vikings, they've given up 30-plus points, so nothing has changed up front. They've got to get some better defense, because right now they're living and dying off of the turnovers that they get.
Well, the Vikings, I cannot believe that they're 4-0. Look, Detroit looked pretty good last night. They have some defensive struggles as well, because the Seahawks seemingly were scoring at will. Big unit, great to hook up with you. Sorry it's under sad circumstances with the passing of Pete Rose, but you know I love you, and it's good to hook up and talk with you.
I'll follow you all the time, buddy, over there on Facebook, and the kids look great, and you guys look like you're having a fun time, so keep living the great life.
All right, take care, Bill. It's great to talk to you. We'll see you soon.
Bud.
All right, take care. That's Bill Michaels. We worked together many years in Milwaukee. He's always one of my favorites because he's big and boisterous, which is why we call him the big unit.
That makes sense.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes. We're coming back in the 5 o'clock hour. We still have some very important things to talk about, including a visit with David Strom from HotAir.com. And then we mentioned this earlier. Look, our own Fred Bottomer, who's the Hall of Famer, talked with Franklin Graham, who is the CEO and president of Samaritan's Purse, the devastation and the relief efforts going underway in North Carolina. He'll share that with us at around 5:30.
Get more at 971talk.com.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event happening now and save up to 50% off select styles. Plus doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.